Coach's Insight continuing here on Care 93.7, talking more Hill Mounts Academy basketball with boys head coach Brad Kunicki, presented by Amberwell Health. Their team is off until after the holiday break, but a 3-2 mark through the first five games, and most recently a tight win against Oskaloosa on Tuesday this past week, 53-51. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Take us back to that game, that tight win, 53-51 against Oskaloosa on Tuesday. Had to feel good to come out with that close win.
Yeah, you know, it's two games in a row. You know, we went into overtime with McLaus, and then we have the game here at Oski, and we have the same kind of situation pop up. We started off the game really well. We were doing really well with our defense. We created, about seven turnovers in the first quarter, but we never converted on any of them. We'd create a turnover and miss the layup, make a bad pass or whatever. I thought the game would have been a lot different had we been more successful in some of our offensive executions. We missed a lot of layups throughout the offense. We missed a lot of shots at the basket. It just wasn't a real effective night for us offensively. On the defensive side, we wanted to take away their inside game, which we did. Their inside player only had 3 points, and those points were from the line. We did struggle a little bit later in the game defending the three. I think we got a little tired. But, you know, the last couple of minutes of the game, our kids kind of put some things together, and we were able to pull out the win. We had a freshman come off the bench in the late part of the third quarter, Brody Cotman, and he helped out a lot, you know, with rebounding the ball, making good passes, making good decisions. We were down Carson Van Dyke. He couldn't play due to an injury, and that kind of hurts our offensive effectiveness, not having Carson Van Dyke out there. But Brody Cotman did well for a freshman coming into a tight game. Didn't make any mistakes, and I think that helped pull us through the rest of the game, you know, with that that close win. It was an exciting game to watch if you were a fan, but as a coach, you know, you always see the negative things, the things you don't do right that get you a little bit frustrated. But we've got time over the break to fix some of those things.
Yeah, certainly got some time over the next couple of weeks before the start of the new calendar year. You mentioned a couple of guys there, but I know Mark Harris has been a guy that stepped up for you and has played really well. What have you liked about the progression from Mark and how he's played so far?
Mark has probably been our most consistent player. He's kind of a workhorse for us. He doesn't come out of the game very much. He does a lot of things for us defensively. He kind of holds everything together for us. Against Oskaloosa, he had his best shooting night of the season. He had 19 points in that game. And each game, he's getting more confidence with shooting the ball and scoring for us. Early on in the season, you know, he's out there for defense. He's out there to kind of keep everything together. And he plays a lot of minutes. Down the road, you know, we're going to have to try and find him some time on the bench to rest him up a little bit for the fourth quarter. And I think with Brody Cotman showing some promise coming off the bench, we might be able to get some Mark some rest down the stretch. But he's really been our most consistent player, and he's been real key to us with three of those victories.
Your team has the luxury of obviously having this time off now until after the holiday break. You know, a lot of teams are still playing tomorrow night, and a couple of teams are even still playing early next week, so you guys get a little bit more times than others. Sitting at 3-2, what's the overall confidence level of the team right now? Of course, three of those victories inside the Northeast Kansas League, but where's the confidence level, and what's the feeling like around the team through the first couple of weeks heading into the break?
Well, I think they know that we're not playing our best basketball right now, but I think everybody's happy with the 3-2 start. We've got a lot of work to do on the offensive side of the ball. I think going into this season with nobody playing any varsity last year, you know, we were concentrating on the defensive side of the ball, and that's been our most effective part of of our game this year so far. But we've got a lot of work to do on the offense, and we're not closing out games very well. If you look at our statistics and everything quarter by quarter, the fourth quarter is by far the quarter that we struggle the most for a number of reasons. And over break, that's something we've got to focus on.
That's Brad Kunicki, the Moore Hill Mount Academy boys basketball coach, joining us here on our Coach's Insight on Care 93.7, presented by Amberwell Health. His team has a nice little break throughout the holidays and, of course, back to it early in 2022 with matchups coming up against Valley Falls and Jackson Heights. So right back into the thick of league play early next year. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. As always, enjoy that time off and the holiday break, and we will talk to you at the beginning of the new year.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Brandon, and Merry Christmas.